You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, we've got two for one. We've got Ed Marsh. He's with the American Express Exporting Group. He's the winner of the President's E Award, which is the highest recognition any U.S. entity can receive for making a significant contribution to the expansion of U.S. exports. High five to you for being a great American in that regard, Ed. And we've got David Rosen, founder and CEO of Kira Labs, Inc. from Pompano Beach. He's talking to us about his on-the-ground examples of being in the import-export business. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Ed, I walked into the event. I'm sitting in the front row because I'm the nerdy guy that sits in the front row. I always ask a lot of questions. What a surprise. What's the what's the first thing that you start out the session with?
We start the session with actually generally a speaker that's talking about disruption. Somebody that talks about how to look at your business differently, because for many companies, to really embrace exporting requires a different look at their business. And then kind of we go from that right into a discussion about how the internet completely changes small business exports. You know, it used to be when I started my company in India, when people exported years ago, you had to do all this research and basically guess on a market and go there and open an office and pour money into it and hope you're right. People like David have built their businesses using an entirely different approach, using the internet and e-commerce to let the buyers from around the world find them and gradually begin to sell internationally and develop markets as they found the opportunities. So that's really a focus of a lot of what we talk about during these events, is how companies can leverage this amazing power to export almost without the traditional risk and speculation that was required to do it, and you know what people often think of in terms of the hassles of exporting.
Wow, so David, he set you up again. I don't know, did you pay this guy, give him some notes? I don't know, but so tell me, what's your experience with the internet and helping to build your business? Wow, that's a softball you should be able to hit right out of the park.
Absolutely. That's a great question. And yes, it's a pleasure always speaking with Ed. I actually find myself learning more from Ed than actually when I'm speaking. In particular, it's very interesting. You know, being online in the late 90s, early 2000, you know, didn't really recognize the power that we had at our fingertips. The essence of it is that I've always said that the digital landscape is a real key to success. It allows you to have a beacon to the marketplace. If you can imagine, you know, one person, you might want to hang a shingle outside your office, and everyone that drives by, you want to measure foot traffic and so on. But when you're talking about online, it allows you to present yourself in a way. Obviously, you want it to fall into line with who you really are and what your value proposition is, but allows you to present yourself in a way where you're competing on almost an even playing field for that foot traffic. So, for example, when you're looking at a niche product, and when I say niche, we're talking about not competing with maybe some of the major players in an industry. When you're advertising or even just promoting your product online, making yourself a presence, you're allowing yourself to be found. And that's one of the first steps that are absolutely crucial to recognize, that maybe your website needs to also have the ability to be translated into a foreign language, for example, something as simple as that. As well, you have the reverse, of course, where online allows you to research different marketplaces as well. I always throw caution when you have some random person email you and say, hey, I want to place the world's biggest order that you've ever seen. You really have to understand their marketplace, their distribution channels. And that doesn't always require you having to hop on a plane and, as Ed was saying, fly out there and open an office. There are a lot of steps that can be taken just by using the power of being online to understand who are the players in the industry and what products are actually moving and what the demographics are.
So then what do you think is the best type of product to market that way? I mean, you know, we import and export here everything from clay tiles to sophisticated internet services and security services. What do you think lends itself best to being marketed internationally on the internet?
That's a great question.
I'm just pulling this out of my mind.
It's a great question. Go ahead, Ed.
Success exporting bomb shelters to Japan right now. I mean, you can.
Oh, ouch.
If you're online and you make a great product that fits a need somewhere in the world, you will be able to find buyers and to export it. Whether it's a CPG product or a B2B product, there's tremendous opportunity. Buyers will find you.
You know, that's
I would concur on that one for sure. Right product, right place, right time.
We have the ability to directly access them. What's a good message that you've used in the past, David, that was effective for you in getting your market message out?
Oh, by far, made in America. One of the most important aspects to it that's often overlooked. Living here in the States, you know, we sometimes take for granted how blessed we are and how fantastic the products and the quality that we make are here. The tremendous advantage in the marketplace that Kira Labs has in saying that our products are 100% American made, even the materials we use to make our products, that gives us such a tremendous advantage. There is an aspirational quality where the rest of the world is still and continues to be looking towards America for quality and style and fashion. And leveraging the Made in America is by far one of the greatest gifts just by being here that someone looking to export can utilize.
Well, sure. I think mass media is responsible for bringing down the Iron Curtain. Everybody wanted to have what we have. I really think that if they were able to pipe that into some of the hot spots of the world today, and we could assure them that they'd be able to live a convenient and comfortable life like an American, I think that they'd jump at that. So, you know, I think that part of what Ed's done in helping us and American Express export United States culture and products around the globe really does help make the world smaller, safer, and more peaceful. We've only got a couple minutes left, Ed. What do you think you would give as a tip? We've got some people that have probably joined since we started. What's a good tip that you can give somebody that's looking to get into the international trade business? And plug American Express if you want. It's okay.
So I'd say three things. First, again, as far as the American Express program goes, folks can go to openforum.com/growglobal. And there's a huge amount of resources that are there. Number two, I think what you've heard as a theme throughout David's conversation is that he's become expert in knowing the resources that are available and leveraging those resources at a federal, state, and local level. There's a lot of export assistance out there. There's a lot of expertise and information. There's a lot of people that want to help you succeed. So let them do that. Just, you know, figure out who they are and talk to them. And then third, this is obviously a big revenue opportunity. There's a great chance to grow sales, but there's a lot of other benefits that come to small businesses from exporting. In a tight labor market, many potential employees love working for global companies. They see an opportunity to be engaged and opportunities for advancement. There's diversification. There's lessons learned in other markets that you can turn into new product applications and new opportunities to open other markets. So there's a lot of benefits beyond just the revenue. I think that's what I would advise companies.
And David, one last word from you. If you were going to tell somebody, we're sitting here, we're having coffee, and I'm looking to get into the international marketing business, what would you say to me just as a first tip?
As a first tip? Not to be negative, but seller beware. Don't be fooled. If it's too good to be true, it's too good. So it's important to do things like test, be lean, work with a small order up front and make sure that you're getting timely payments. And, of course, know your customer. Really research the distribution channels in depth and have a strategy that goes even beyond that one-off sale where you're talking about a forecast and a plan.
Oh, yeah. I think that's very important. Having a plan is always important. Working the plan is almost a something I say to a degree that has become cliche. And I also think that one of the things that American Express probably adds to the whole transaction, and Ed, maybe you can bear this out, is security. Ed, does American Express kind of help you if you work with them, make sure that your transaction is secure?
So American Express obviously has a lot of great payment options and foreign exchange assistance for companies that are selling in foreign currency. They've got a lot of products, obviously, to help with secure payment for sure.
Listen, this has been great. I hope that you guys will come back again. This has absolutely been terrific. We need to do more international trade on the show and more on the station. And I hope that you guys will come back and talk to us more about some good tips in the future. I want to thank the folks that really have helped us put us together this show today. And Ed and David, thank you so much for being part of Freed on Business.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. It was a blast.